And I'm sure this is a word that's been drilled into your brain so far in your acting training. Authenticity is never planned, really. It happens as life happens, right? As that guy cuts you off in the freeway and you feel the rage to do horrible things, right? It just happens, and you respond as a human being. And in that moment, the passenger who's sitting there, who is afraid for their lives, feels the fear and the threat looming. It's good acting, if you will. And because life is filled with just innate, organic, and natural things and circumstances that happen without planning, without any sort of warning coming our way, I believe, philosophically, deeply, fundamentally, improvisation is indeed at the very basis of characterization. Analysis of a character, analysis of a story, and the fundamentals of all storytelling. And the fundamentals of all storytelling is everything in acting. Theater, stage, movies, video games, animations, TV sitcoms. It's all stories and how individual humans go about their daily lives, or aliens go about their daily lives, engaging and interacting, solving problems. There's a meteor coming our way. What do we do? I know. Let's talk about it on the news. Lovely movie, by the way. You should see it. As things happen, and because life is unscripted and it's improvised, in my opinion, the way that we approach improvisation and the ways to become proficient, at least more used to handling the things that happen in improvisation, is gonna give us more abilities to deal with these auditions that are put in front of us. What do I do? I'm sure you have by now some sort of a process and a method in which you attack these auditions and characters and things that come your way that you don't know when they're coming, just like life, right? And when it does get here, to look at it through an improvisational lens and approach, and to examine and to analyze it as a piece of improvisational exercise, perhaps, is a fantastically interesting way to look at a piece of script, a side audition, a casting call that you find on Twitter. A very interesting way to approach it. One thing's for sure, our job as voice actors is not simply to say the words that are there. It's so much more than that. It's never, right, what kind of voice can I put to this character and how well can I say it? And if experience hasn't enlightened that in your inside of you, that's not going to last long. It's not a sustainable practice. Instead, what if we simply played? Played. Now, the adults that are in here, thank you very much. The joy of play has been zapped out of us. This is true, yanked out of us through education and curriculum and school and what we're supposed to behave like as almost 44-year-old in society. It's been zapped out of us. But you may or may not remember this. When you are young, I have two boys that are 8, they're 8 and 12, and they'll grab their Minecraft swords and they'll go out to the backyard and they'll start slaying the enemies. I believe that they are indeed slaying their enemies out there. That sense of imagination and the willingness to nobody told them. They're not getting paid, I wish they were, to do it. But they're willing to play freely, unafraid of judgments and other ideas of people watching. Oh no, what are they gonna think of me? They're playing in the imagination. Therefore, it's believable from the observers or the casting directors. So my hope in the next 6 weeks to come is to have a lot of fun with you. to enjoy and to engage in various exercises and lectures and talks and discussions, and to absolutely rediscover, to rekindle, or to reinforce and to recontextualize this idea of having fun, enjoying your performance, your own performance, so much that it makes you laugh and makes other people laugh and smile and have a good time and look at their performance as, wow, look how much fun they're having. For that, because that perspective, that opinion, that perception of you having fun is exactly what we want those casting directors to hear. Wow, look how much fun this actor is having with this character in this MP3. Certainly gonna stand out a lot more than the other actor who reads very well, don't you think?